The first coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 1-2 overall and host Nebraska at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Well, Adam, it's an honor to be back in the number one slot, so let's just get going right to questions, partner.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Lee Barfnett, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Fitz.
Hi, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, did Anthony Walker get a little banged up in fall camp, and is he maybe kind of rounded backed up to speed here now?
Yeah, you know, he did. He got, I think it was our first Wednesday practice. He got twisted up, and he missed about 2 weeks of camp. And, you know, I think he's getting himself back into better game shape. But, you know, missing 2 weeks of camp is tough. So, you know, I definitely think he's getting in better shape.
The play he made against Duke early in the third quarter, just kind of one of those Anthony Walker plays.
Yeah, you know, frankly, it was one of those you're better to be lucky than good plays. Yeah, he missed the tackle. he missed the tackle and punched on the ball, and he's lucky that he did. And this week, if he does that against Tommy, the Nebraska fight song is going to be playing. So it was one of those better to be lucky than good plays.
Okay. Thanks, Fitz.
All right, travel safe, bud.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Adam Biggers, todaysyou.com.
Pat, just kind of curious, your early thoughts, strength of the Big Ten. I mean, there's a lot of attention, you know, particularly kind of 14th, ranked top 11. Just being a coach in the league, I think, you know, you talked about this last year, probably around the same time.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had time to know who's ranked. I don't do the coaches' poll. And obviously off to the slow start that we were in the first 2 weeks, I'd like to say that I had more free time, but trying to be a father and a husband and a coach, I don't have enough time to do anything outside of focus on all those three things. So, you know, all I know is kind of who we're playing. And, you know, this week, obviously, my attention's on Nebraska. But I'm ecstatic for the league, if that's what's being said. I'm not surprised. I mean, I think there's excellent coaches. I think there's obviously incredible talent. And then the fan bases are ridiculous. You know, I mean, it's why you – coach and want to play in the Big Ten, but I can't say that I've seen a lot of teams, so you have to excuse my ignorance.
If I could follow up, I mean, you have one of, like, the most even-keeled approaches. How do you maintain that? Regardless of the situation, I feel like you're kind of the, you know, at that same level all the time. How do you maintain that?
Yeah, well, I try to be genuine, you know, and that's, I don't know what that means by definition, but you know, just try to be who I am. I think there's always a positive out of everything. We can always improve out of everything we do, and I just try to relentlessly approach every day that way. If it's teaching and coaching young men in football or life or academics or being, like I said earlier, a father or a husband, I just, you know, we got to keep some things in perspective. You know, especially here, I'm privileged to coach the best and brightest young men in the country. You know, and sometimes I lose my cool on the practice field, but when it comes to game day and it comes to the way that we're going to run the program, we have some philosophies here, and I believe young people want consistency, and I try to be as consistent as I possibly can.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, have a great day.
Your next question comes from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Pat, Mike Riley was saying yesterday that with the Big Ten starting this year with a 9-game conference schedule, that he thinks it's more equitable if everybody across the Power Five conferences does the same. And I know they're talking about it in the ACC, and the SEC apparently is going to stand pat with 8. But what's your position on that in the playoff era? Should everybody be playing 9 conference games?
You know, Eric, I really believe the data points that are going to be evaluated to decide who's going to be national championship caliber team should be decided the same way. And so if that means we all play 9, we all play 8, we all play 10 in the Power Five, you know, I don't really care what we do and how many we play. We should just all be playing the same if we're going to be evaluated the same way. You know, and who knows where it goes here in the future. I know from our standpoint, it's going – increasingly more difficult to schedule games. And that's not only an inventory problem, it's also a financial It's a new financial world, I guess I'll say, of what your non-Power 5 teams are asking for. So I would prefer, I know it's our first year going to 9. I'm not going to hide it. I've been on record saying I don't think 9 makes sense. I think that having one side with 5 and one side with 4 creates an imbalance in the conference by division. I would prefer to be 5-5, if we're going to go more games, and I think our fans want to see more Big Ten games, let's go 5-5. And that's going to be hard. But, we played Duke last week. Then, why don't we go play another team in the East instead? And obviously we didn't do very well in our first two games, and we deserve to lose. But, I think as you're building your program and year to year, if you want to be in contention to be in the playoff, I think the data points all need to be the same.
So you're for 10 conference games rather than 9?
I'm for 8 conference games.
Okay.
Number one, I don't have a choice at that anymore. So if I were to choose 8 or 10, I'd rather go to 10. I'd rather have 5 home and 5 on the road.
Gotcha.
And the odd even years, and 4-5. I just think there's a huge advantage of playing home football games, especially in some of these cathedrals of college football that we have in Big Ten play. And, when you've got 5 of those at home, it definitely is going to help. I mean, I guess you'd say the traditional powers of our conference, it might not impact them as much, but the programs like ours that are trying to build from being, historically in the bottom of the conference to building to in the middle of the conference to try to fight and scratch and claw to get to the top, having 4 home games when the other side has 5 makes it really challenging.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Your next question comes from Rich Kopitz, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Pat, this is Mike's second trip through at Nebraska and his offense and largely most of the same players. What do you see anything vastly different in what they've done these first few weeks than maybe from a year ago at all?
Well, they've been very explosive. Like I said yesterday in my press conference, I just believe that Tommy Armstrong is one of the best quarterbacks not only in the conference but also in the country. All he does is win. And, he does that, and he's got I don't know how many records there in Nebraska quarterback history, and I think that speaks for itself. And, when you have coordinator changes, it's tough on that guy, the quarterback first, and then from beyond there, everybody else looks like they're all on the same page. They're very well coached. They're fundamentally sound. They're explosive on the perimeter. They're rolling a number of running backs through there. They're physical up front. And I've really been impressed by their tight end play. So I'm just really impressed in the way that, especially the way they came back last week. I mean, it was an impressive win for them. I'm sure everybody there in Lincoln was a big asset to them, too. It looked like a great environment when I watched the TV copy, and it was a great program win, and very happy for Mike, his staff, and his young men.
Thanks, Pat.
You bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Go Cats.